Welcome to episode one of the Brutal Gamercast. So we're going through a, as we were joking before the show started, a Marvel-style renumbering system. If you want to hear all of our older episodes, you're going to have to go to our YouTube channel. Otherwise, we're on iTunes now.
Yay.
So let's do it. Woo. Yay! I'm Eric. Joined, as always, well, I guess for the first time, it's a numbering system. Rick.
Hey, this is Extreme Rick. Thanks for listening.
And Jason. Jason's here too.
Yes, I am here, and I am talking to you over my brand new HyperX 7.1 headphones, which I will have a review of this week.
Wow.
Ooh. You know,
those headphones are such high quality that even on my end, they sound great.
Wow. Now that's saying something, folks.
So we have...
Actually, I do have to say you sound better than most times.
Is that a compliment?
Lying. Well, I mean, I don't know. You de-res a lot, and these ones you're like crystal clear. Maybe they are really good.
Okay, so, I like to hear that.
Cool. Sound good.
I will be trying them out this week with some video games. This is the first time I'm doing any kind of voice over them, so that's cool.
Nice. Glad to hear it. Well, let's get going. We have an E3 recap episode. So there's a ton of stuff announced this week. We saw a ton of games. What'd you guys think of the show overall?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I thought
it was a good show. I didn't have a lot of expectations going into it, which I normally have tons, and I had none. So I don't know. Maybe I was a little bit... maybe it was better for me, personally. I don't know. Because of that. Right.
Maybe you're jaded by the entire E3 experience, so that at this point it actually seems good when it was actually just okay.
Yeah. Could be.
I liked a lot of stuff. Well, let's get down to it. We're going to recap every press conference briefly. So number one, even though they didn't have an official press conference, they had a digital direct like they usually do. They have a couple times throughout the year. Was Nintendo. They showed a bunch of stuff, and they also had a couple bombshell announcements. Metroid Prime 4 was shown with a title card.
Yes.
Yes. I'm pretty excited about that, but it's a good way away. I doubt. If they had anything to show, they would have showed it.
Yes. I was glad they showed absolutely nothing.
I mean, it's cool that we know it's coming, but I think, honestly, they could have shown a brief trailer for the other Metroid game we got.
Mm-hmm.
Metroid Samus Returns for the 3DS during the Direct. And then announce Metroid Prime 4 next year when it's a bit closer. Mm-hmm. I would have been just as happy with that.
That's a really good point, yeah.
Because Metroid Prime 4 is awesome, but it's so far out that it might as well not even be on its way yet. As for, you know. Well, Nintendo also showed the expansion pass. They showed a really cool trailer for Super Mario Odyssey. They showed Fire Emblem Warriors, which is the Dynasty Warriors clone with Fire Emblem characters. And it looks cool. Xenoblade Chronicles 2, if you're a JRPG nut like I am, They announced a new Yoshi game, and it looks like Yoshi's Yarn, but it's not branded as such.
And I'm excited Kirby. For that.
Which one?
Yoshi.
Oh, me too. I love Yoshi.
Yeah, me too. And it's cool to get another one. I was hoping for a new Donkey Kong game, but I'll take that. Absolutely.
Well, going off the Donkey Kong thing, we don't actually know what Retro is working on.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Retro is the studio who made Metroid Prime 1 through 3 and the new Donkey Kong Country games. And they've been working on something else for a long time. We have no idea what it is. So.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm a big fan of those, too. The newer Donkey Kong Country games. They're really good.
They're really fun. Yeah, I agree.
I haven't played those. I just remember the OG ones.
Well, the OG ones are some of my favorite games of all time.
They're very similar, to be honest, Rick. They're a little easier, probably.
Really? That's good to hear.
For me, anyway.
No, I think you're right. Because instead of getting one hit and the Kong dies or runs away or whatever, each Kong has two hearts. And there's some different platforming. Like, you can climb on grass on the ceiling and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's really cool. And it looks good.
It looks so gross. Even on the 3DS, the 3DS port of the first one looks good, too, so... But, that's Nintendo. New Kirby, which is kind of worrisome because Kirby just funny because it seems like
this game looks awesome. I'm really excited for it.
Oh no, the game looks great. It's just that whenever Kirby comes around, it seems like it's ushering in a new the end of a console. It seems like the Wii U got tons of games when it came out, when it was the end of the life cycle. That's all I mean. I know it's not true.
The Switch is over already?
That's the joke.
They're coming out with the Switch U.
I thought this was the Switch U.
No.
Switch U.
The Wii U 2.
That'd be hilarious.
But
I just wanted to take it back to Metroid one more time because I am really looking forward to the 3DS Metroid. And I thought I was completely done with my 3DS. I got to be honest with you. When I wasn't sold on this idea, but when the Switch came out, but now that I've been using it for a little bit, I'm like, you know, this is a really great portable console, and I don't really see much of a reason to go back to the 3DS, but there's the reason. And totally going to be in for that one. And a couple other things, too. So 3DS is back again.
Yeah, apparently. It's tough to kill something with it so strong and it's such a huge library.
Also, I have to say the 2DS XL actually looks kind of cool.
It does. I like that as a clamshell design.
Yeah, me too.
That makes it a lot more portable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Metroid Samus Returns coming out in September, right?
Is it September?
I think, yep, it's September for the 3DS. And it's a reimagining. They branded it of Metroid 2, which released for the Game Boy in 89 or something like that. And it was real tough to play.
Did it really?
What was that?
Wow. Did it really release that early?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's been a while. Jeez. I bought the Virtual Console version on my 3DS, and it's not easy to play.
How come?
So, it's not that it's just the way the game was made on the hardware at the time. There's no map, it's so zoomed in, you don't really have You know, it's a good game, and I still enjoyed it, and I finished it. It's just the way, it's just dated. That's all.
Yeah, I never realized that. I just played the crap out of the game, so I never realized that. I think it was the only game I had from a Game Boy back in the day, so.
I loved it.
Added to
it's good.
I mean, the only thing I liked probably more was Mario Land.
Such a good
game. And that was so different from Super Mario on console, but it was so weird. I just loved it.
Yeah. I also liked Wario World.
Yes.
Mario, the first one.
Yes.
Mario's Treasures or whatever the hell it's called.
And that as we were saying
Super
recently.
Super Mario Land 3.
Was it?
Yep. It's Super Mario Land 3 Wario Land.
Oh, you're right.
So that's where that line came from.
As we were saying off air earlier this week, please, Nintendo, go back to that. No more WarioWare.
No.
Just make some Wario platformers.
Yeah, yes. That would be cool. I know a lot of people who like the platformers, but I don't actually. I mean, not the platformers, the WarioWare. I just don't
like them. I don't.
I don't like them either.
That's okay.
Wario needs to get with it.
Yeah, it does.
Well, moving on from Nintendo. Oh, Nintendo also throughout the week had Nintendo Treehouse where they made
Nintendo was weak? What?
Throughout the week.
Oh.
Sorry.
Nintendo is weak?
I mean, sometimes. But they announced a remake of Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
Oh, yes.
Which is a Paper Mario-esque RPG, or more contemporary. If you played the South Park Stick of Truth, it's kind of the same thing. You have to put input in to deal more damage or block.
Yeah. These games are still around, though, aren't they, Eric? I mean, there were a bunch of Mario and Luigi's.
Right, there was Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, Partners in Time, which brought baby Mario and Luigi in, and then there was Bowser's Inside Story, where you played as Bowser, and then there was Dream Team on the 3DS, and Paper Jam. The conventional wisdom is that the games get more bland and worse the longer they go in the series, I only played the first two, so I don't know. But I'm probably going to pick this up because it has a whole second game where you play as Bowser's minions trying to get him back. And it's like a strategy, real-time kind of thing.
So cool.
It looks really neat.
Yeah. It looks great. Also, I've never played this game because I skipped it on the Game Boy. So I will be playing this.
It's definitely... It's a good one. It's fun. It's funny. It's cute. It has good charms. Awesome. It's charming. It's fun.
There's two new amiibo also, a Goomba and a Koopa Troopa.
Right. Yeah, I like Koopa. So those are exciting for me.
And you must be thrilled because you get to use your Boo amiibo with this.
I am. I don't actually have a Boo amiibo.
Oh, you don't?
No, which is really sad.
That is sad.
The last amiibo I bought were the Kirby ones that came out with Planet Robobot.
Okay.
But I have a bunch of amiibo.
That was a fun game.
It was. Well, we're getting down in the weeds here.
Yes.
Not to cut good conversation short, but we need to move on to PlayStation.
That's okay.
Who I think I can, you guys can tell me if I'm wrong. I think we can declare PlayStation as the weakest and the loser of
E3. Ooh.
Twist my arm.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. They showed a bunch of cool games that they showed last year. The only things that were new announcements was Monster Hunter World and the Horizon Zero Dawn DLC.
Right.
I think that's it. And they showed some VR stuff, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but nothing great, and that's not what I wanted. I wanted VR stuff, and I didn't want that. It was, like, okay, you know? I wanted, like, a nice big game, like some kind of a big series making the jump to VR, at least in part.
Oh, you mean, like, The Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim VR?
No.
That's not...
By the way, we have a top 5 Skyrim E3 appearances article up, and it's pretty funny.
When I first saw that, I misread the headline and thought it was 5 Skyrim appearances, top 5 at this E3.
Oh,
it could have been. And I was like, wait a minute, this game appeared more than 5 times in 2017? And then I read it and I realized it was wrong, but I almost tweeted about how it was sad that this game had 5 E3 appearances 6 years after it released.
Yeah, it's still a funny article, but yeah, that would have been even funnier.
I'm sure they could have done it.
I'm sure.
They probably could have. But anyway, is there anything that stands out to you guys from this conference?
PlayStations?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not really.
I'm trying to think.
I just like... I mean, wish even Spider-Man looked better, but I'm not even... I just can't. I don't know. There's something about it.
You know what the thing is, and we were talking about this too, but it's like Spider-Man seems like every other Spider-Man game that has ever been released, except it, you know, looks better and it's got like a big playground, but that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, but isn't that still good though?
Of course. Spider-Man's fun. Yeah, of course. Of course it's still good, but
Spider-Man game since, oh, it's been years.
Also, I feel the need to point out before we go any further that, again, this is the worst Spider-Man costume I've ever seen.
Yes.
So
100%. I wish they would have just done Baghead. Like, I'd be cool
with that. Yes. Exactly.
Or even Iron Spider. I would even take Iron
Spider. Oh,
yeah,
that's man.
This costume. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty disappointed with PlayStation 2. And I'm just reading this article here. They only like showed off 17 games. That's pretty weird.
That's it. I'm not excited at all for God of War. Anybody else?
No,
I'm not. Yeah. I hate that freaking series.
Days Gone looks pretty bland.
Yep.
Destiny 2.
Shadow of the Colossus again?
Seriously.
Detroit? Okay, so hold on. Detroit Become Human, which is David Cage's next game. He's been working on it for like 10 years or something.
Yes.
Actually looks cool. That's something. I like David Cage games.
So do I
want to give credit where credit's due. I think that game looks cool.
Well, that's good.
Those are the ones that that was like the mystery game where you kind of like interactive quick time game, right?
Sort of. It's like,
yeah.
So you're the androids and you're trying to rise up. apparently. Yeah. I mean, that's what we know so far.
But, like, David Cage, like, gameplay is very quick-timey.
Hard Rain, right. That's the game I'm thinking of, right?
Yep, is that
the
which game? I enjoyed. I really liked Heavy Rain. Okay. Right, Hard Rain, I think, is a Christian Slater movie, actually.
Isn't that the name of the game, though?
No, Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain. But, I liked that game a lot, so I'm probably in for this.
It looks good. It really does look good.
It's a really cool cinematic, almost, experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly.
I mean, I know I can speak from my own personal experience, and my girlfriend really likes to sit with me while we play these games, even like the Telltale ones, even though these are of a different caliber.
Yeah.
We still never finished Heavy Rain.
Really?
I mean, I finished Heavy Rain. Together, okay. We haven't. So, she wants me to play that, and we always forget. So, such is life. Gotcha.
Well, there's other things.
There are.
There are many games to play.
There like are too
the
many.
Microsoft press conference.
Yes.
Which was much better than the PlayStation press conference. I think I can state unequivocally.
Yeah, I think you're right on target there, man.
Yeah, they probably won. They won them.
E3 conference. I don't know if they won E3. I think they...
You don't think so?
No.
I think Bethesda won E3 with its two games.
All right, we'll talk about that. I'm so mad.
I thought
that
it was pretty successful. They, you know, everyone gets to see what the Xbox X is.
Oh, I think it was successful. I just don't know if they won, and maybe that's just because I'm a Nintendo fanboy.
Yeah.
But
well, I am too. I mean, I'm a pretty big Nintendo fanboy. But I mean, I like Microsoft as well, and I like the Xbox a lot. It's my preferred platform presently.
Consoles coming out, or I mean games. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, I'm pretty much done. I was just going to say, but I would give it to Microsoft because I think this was great.
Yeah.
I think it's impressive how, like, almost, what is it? Almost, like, everything they showed comes out this year? Or no, that was Bethesda.
Bethesda.
Yeah. No, but there's a lot of good games coming out. We finally got a release date for Cuphead. We said that last week, but I mean, now it's official, so that's pretty cool. What else is coming out?
Dragon Ball FighterZ. Z. I'm not sure when this is coming out. I don't know what the release date is, but I want to talk about this last week. I'm so excited for another Dragon Ball Z fighting game.
Yeah.
Are you going to list them again?
No.
Okay.
I could. You want me to?
No.
Okay.
It's okay.
Crackdown 3, which is partly why I bought my Xbox One.
Yeah.
Back when it was announced.
Yep.
Anthem looks incredible.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's all that stands out to me, really.
Metro Exodus.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited for that.
You know, I'm kind of excited for State of Decay 2, only because you can play with your friends. I think that might be fun this time around.
Assassin's Creed Origins, too.
Yeah, that one looks really good, too.
Be an eagle.
I know.
Be an eagle.
I will.
And also, I just feel like we keep going and
mm-hmm.
But Player Unknown's Battleground, and so looks fun. That's my kind of game.
As somebody who doesn't like multiplayer games at all, I love the way that looks.
Really?
Yep.
It's really neat because you guys know what DayZ is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that, but every 20 minutes or so, the match resets and everybody goes back to equal playing field.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So. You know the premise behind the Hunger Games, right?
Yeah.
Where they drop these, like, 24 people or whatever it is on this, an arena, and they have to fight to the death.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's exactly what this game is.
Yeah.
Except there's 100 people.
Man. It just reminds me of old school death matching. It's probably why I like it so much.
I would say that's probably that's what it is.
Yeah. That's definitely the appeal for me.
I think that's about it for Microsoft. Does anybody, you guys have anything else about this? Are you guys picking up the Xbox One X? That's the question.
Probably by Christmas, I'm thinking.
So I'm at some point. Gonna throw myself in there too. Same.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably
a good one.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to I feel kind of burned by the whole Xbox One X thing. And I probably shouldn't. Yeah.
I was just thinking that the two games that you noted or you mentioned earlier, Eric, about which ones were they? Anthem and Crackdown 3. I'm also excited for these games, but at the same time, I think they're only going to look as good as they do on the Xbox X.
And that kinda,
that's
right.
A little bit worrisome. So, and then the other thing I was thinking about the Xbox X too, and this is one reason I may not get one right away, is I just don't have a TV that will really be able to utilize all that.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
And how long?
Yeah, and I just don't plan on getting a 4. I know they're dropping in price, and they'll probably even continue to drop in price as we get closer to the holidays, but
yeah.
I just have no use for one either. Like, I'm not going to just throw out my working TV to go get a 4K TV. So.
You know, I had no use for one either, but my television died last year. And so when we went to get another one, we bought a 4K set. You know what's odd? I don't know if it has HDR. Probably, right? But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think what worries me is that these incremental increases are going to eventually result in full generation changes where you can't play this, you can't play Anthem on the original Xbox One anymore. Or not specifically Anthem, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
So, hope that doesn't happen. I don't know. Feeling it will.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's going to be the Xbox
One. Xbox One X2.
Yeah. That's going to be only compatible with the Xbox One S forward. So that if you want to keep playing new games, you have to buy at least the Xbox One S, and it won't look as good as the Xbox One X or the Xbox One 2.
Man.
Whoa.
Yep.
You're painting really a dark vision.
Did you just reveal some stuff? Did you just reveal some stuff that you're not supposed to?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man, you heard it here first.
My dad works for Microsoft.
Oh, my.
Just kidding. Oh. So, Bethesda made us stay up until midnight to watch their show. And they announced some cool stuff, I guess. I mean, if you're interested in VR, you can get nauseous while fighting demons in Doom VFR. And you cannot run.
See, that's my problem with it. Mm-hmm. I don't get nauseous. Video games, stuff like that. I've played the PSVR games where you can move around and stuff like that. So I'm fine with it. My problem is there's no direct control. The teleport thing is just that's not what I want.
Right?
Is it like a rail shooter? Like a VR rail shooter?
You know what? It's like you can teleport point to point. And then when you get to that point, you can't move around at all. You can only, turn, like free look and fire. That's not what I wanted.
Huh. That's weird. That's really weird.
I don't know why.
It sounds like there's like limitations to their ability to develop the game fully or something.
Yeah, and it's weird because in Fallout and Skyrim, you can, you have no problem with that. But
yeah.
In Doom, for some reason, and I guess the idea is because Doom is such fast action. Mm-hmm. But in Doom, they limited it to this teleport system. I just think that's such a letdown.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree with you. I don't think that VR is necessary or needed for these huge open world games either. But, here we are.
Yes.
So that's annoying. I don't know. I don't think we need Fallout 4 VR. If I'm going to play a big, sprawling VR game, RPG, I don't want to be in VR for hours at a time. I feel like that would get tiring.
Yeah.
Like,
Eric, do you know...
That'd be a great way to make people lose weight.
Yeah, yes, it would. Eric, do you know if Fallout VR, because I actually don't know, if it's a separate entity or if it's just an inclusion in the original game?
I think it's I don't know for sure. I think it's a separate entity.
Okay. That is kind of dopey then.
Do you have to like literally walk around in that one?
No. It's a PSVR, so it doesn't have the tracking and stuff. So you can sit down and play and move around and stuff. But still,
But yeah, I guess if you're wearing that helmet for like hours at a time, that would be kind of...
And every time you want to look behind you, you have to really like turn and look.
You have to turn around, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be freaky.
Yeah. And like Battlezone is pretty cool just because you're in a tank cockpit, so there's really nothing to look at behind you. I mean, you can turn around, but you'll see the back of your seat. So you can kind of like yeah, you will. So you can kind of like just sit in a chair and play. It's not a big deal, but for like some other games, you know, you really have to play standing up, and I think Fallout would definitely be in that category, but oh well.
Yeah. Oh boy. And if I'm going to play a game like that, like a huge sprawling RPG, I don't usually boot it up unless I have a number of hours where I'm not going to have to leave. Like, I want to be able to sit down and play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's annoying.
Yeah.
They also showed off Skyrim for the Switch, which brings about some, if you use Link Amiibo, you get a treasure chest with Link's clothes and the Master Sword in it, which is kind of cute.
I wonder what the stats are.
Probably bad. Probably trash.
Yeah, probably.
So, I mean, it's whatever. I'm still going to play it, and I'm still going to dress up as Link and be dumb, but you know what? It's fine.
As long as you'll be dumb.
Yeah, that's true. They also showed some motion controls, which I know Jason loves.
Boo.
And then they showed off a trailer for the Morrowind expansion in Elder Scrolls Online. They showed
who cares?
A trailer for the Legend Heroes of Skyrim.
Also, who cares? Elder
Scrolls Legends Heroes of Skyrim expansion. Jeez.
How's they really feel?
And then I think the
biggest... I can tell you over my HyperX 7.1.
Which comes in crystal clear.
Can we chat about this Creation Club BS real quick?
Yeah.
You guys know what this is?
Yeah.
So Microsoft is now charging for mods on Elder Scrolls and Fallout 4. Yay.
No,
what do you mean they're charging? Like you can like buy someone else's mod now?
Yep. That's exactly what it is. So if you want your mud crabs or whatever they're called to be wearing top hats and monocles, hope you're willing to pay $5 for that mod.
Interesting.
Which is
and then what does it really... go to the person who mods the game? Like a portion of it does.
So they didn't explain that whole thing. They kind of said that the Creation Club is a mix of like professional quote. Community developers and Bethesda developers making mods. So My guess is that most of the money is going to go to Bethesda.
Well, of course. But I mean, that's weird.
It's one thing, I agree, it's one thing if you're paying the direct community creators. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
But you're not. You're paying Bethesda.
We don't know that for sure.
But yeah. I think we can make an educated guess.
Yeah.
A fair guess. I don't think it's unfair to say that, is what I'll say.
I don't either. I would agree with that. I think that's probably how it's going to go.
Then why bother making them?
Yeah, exactly. I thought they talked about it, but I guess they didn't.
Maybe they did and I missed it, but not too.
Because if they did, I missed it too. That's what I'm saying. So.
Right.
Okay.
They showed a trailer for Quake, DLC for Dishonored, Death of the Outsider.
Yeah.
And The Evil Within 2, which is coming out Friday the 13th this year in October.
Ooh.
2017.
That's a good marketing move.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what else falls on I think it's on Tuesday, is Halloween. So there was some... They could have released it on Halloween or Friday the 13th, and I guess they went with Friday the 13th.
I would have gone with Halloween. I think that was a miss.
Yeah, they should have done that.
Hire us for your PR.
That's right.
Brutal Gamer, available for PR consulting.
Brutal Gamer PR, you know it.
And Wolfenstein 2, which
Yay.
Is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
What do you guys... I know, Jason, you're a huge fan of Wolfenstein. What are you thinking about this?
I am an enormous fan of Wolfenstein. I think this looks fantastic. I love the setting. I love what they're doing with it. I like the direction it's going. I love that they brought back BJ. I was not really worried that he wasn't going to be the main character in a sequel, even though the last game ended weird. But, you know, there was always the chance they weren't going to. But I love that they brought him back and what they're doing. It's just, it looks terrific. And the graphics look unbelievable. So,
oh, my God, yeah.
It looks so good.
So down with this.
Can I also say,
pretty cool.
Really, like, oh, sorry, Rick, what were you saying?
It just looks really, it looked amazing. It was one of the better trailers, too, I thought, during E3, so.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I really also like, I'm a pretty big fan of Philip K. Dick, and the fact that this takes place in America, really, it gives off a really strong The Man in the High Castle vibe.
Yes.
I know it's not. I know it's not that mythology. I know I don't think the Japanese have any presence in America in this version of that, but it really feels like that, which is cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. I like that show, by the way. Not to get off topic.
What's the show?
It's not bad.
Interesting.
I liked it.
I'll work on it after I catch up on The Flash.
Yeah, do Flash first because that's better.
I'm burning through that now. By the way, a little off topic.
Like a Flash?
I'm like the Flash. I'm almost at the end of season two already.
What?
Yeah, I've been burning through it ever since. Ooh, it's good.
Yeah, it's
Zoom.
Really good. Zoom.
What? He just took Barry and like put him in a cell.
Oh, you're up to that? Okay.
Zoom.
Yes.
Cool name for villain.
Good stuff.
He's a good bad guy.
Now we have the last, and they were the first to go this year, is E3. EA. They showed off a little bit of Anthem, but we got more of it from Microsoft. They also showed a Way Out, which looks incredible. So for anybody, what was that, Jason?
It does. It does. Looks really good.
Oh, it looks so cool. So for the uninitiated, a Way Out is a co-op prison break game, basically. And it takes, there's more to it than just the prison break, but that's how it starts. And it gives off really big Uncharted vibes to me.
Yeah.
But
huge.
Looks cool.
Yeah.
I'm probably
gonna get this. That might be my game of E3. It just looks so fun. I don't know about it. It just looks like it at the same time, it doesn't look original. It just, there's like, it seems like there's a lot of originality, maybe in the story or something, but it just looks like a great game.
Right. And it's, I don't have much else to say that it looks cool. So that's it. I'm not going to muddy the waters.
It does look really good. The I like how they implemented it too, that it's constantly split screen. Yeah. So,
right.
You know, I mean, that's pretty neat. I like a lot of stuff that they're doing with it. I'm not a multiplayer guy, but I like that.
Well, I don't know if this counts as multiplayer.
Well, you got to play with somebody else.
Right. I mean, it is multiplayer, but it's not. It's not like you're playing competitively against 20 other people at a time. You're playing
It's like a co-op. It's like a co-op adventure.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But, and then Star Wars Battlefront 2, which we kind of talked about last week. I think it looks really good. I think it's a really good sign. All of the content, maps, characters, whatever, are going to be all free. That's neat.
That's great.
So.
Yeah, I love that.
There it is.
I wonder if you'll be able to buy, like, different colors for your lightsabers then, as, like, a cosmetic thing. So you'd be like,
I'm sure there
can now be with a purple lightsaber.
Wow! What?
Are there any Jedi, or I guess not Sith, but Jedi who have, like, orange lightsabers?
I think so.
Like, back in the day, Knights of the Old Republic and stuff. But I don't know if that's canon anymore. So, but
yeah,
they used to have all different types of, I mean, in those games, you can get pretty much any color you wanted. You can get, like, a silver lightsaber.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let that sink in for a second, Eric.
Wow.
Silver. I think that's it. I think we just recapped the shows. It only took us about a half hour.
Well, good night, everybody.
That's it. Thanks. So, Rick, you were saying that A Way Out is your game of show. Sticking with that?
Oh, man. You know, yeah. Does it come out this year? Do you know?
No.
I have no idea.
I want to say early 18.
Oh, and then you know what? I might have to switch it up. But at the same time, like the my other one that I was considering, we have like zero information on the last night. And this game looks freaking awesome. It's like that 2D cyberpunk one with like the interesting graphics. You guys remember that one?
Yes.
So, but at the same time, we know absolutely nothing about this game. So I don't know. Maybe Crackdown 3 or Cuphead take the easy way out, but because they both have release dates, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So, last night looks really good, though.
Yeah, it does.
Ooh, how about you, Jason?
I'm like a flashback fan, so that game looks amazing.
Yeah, I love the cyberpunk aesthetic. It just looks so fantastic. For my game of show, actually, you know, I liked a lot of stuff, but probably if I had to narrow it down to one thing, I'd say Wolfenstein 2.
Gotcha.
Just looks so great, and I love the first one so much, so.
Yeah.
Totally go with that.
Cool. I guess. And you know, one thing before people accuse us of forgetting, I want to mention that Beyond Good and Evil 2 was shown, but it was just a trailer. We didn't see the gameplay or anything like that. So, if you were waiting for that, it's here. Well, not yet, but soon.
Sort of.
I'm going to give my game of show, and this is out of left field here, and I'm really doing it more for the message it sends than anything else. I'm giving it to Starlink, the Battle for Atlas. And the reason I'm doing that is because it was the only multi-platform game announced at E3 that's coming to the Switch and the other two consoles. And it just looks cool. You get to play with toys and build starships. It's neat. So,
it does look cool. Okay.
So, don't ever say, don't ever say I picked the same thing everyone else did.
Was that a criticism? Do people say that?
No. Okay. I actually get called a hipster many times for not liking things that are popular, but then I'm like, I like The Walking Dead. How am I a hipster? Like the there most popular of all time.
You also like The Flash.
I like The Flash.
You dirty hipster.
That's right. I wish the Swamp Thing would get his own TV show. I would watch the heck out of that.
You should find the classic one. Watch that.
There's one.
Watch that, and then ask us, and then tell us if you really do want another Swamp Thing show.
You gave me a new journey. I'm going to work on that.
Yep, it's probably on Netflix.
What was your guys' biggest disappointment?
PlayStation.
Oh, I was thinking more of a singular game, but I guess I can't really critique you for that.
Yeah. I think my biggest disappointment was no virtual console.
Yeah.
Caught me off guard.
That one killed me. I really wanted the friggin' virtual console on the Switch.
Yeah. I think my best disappointment is something else on Nintendo's. Not Nintendo's. It's something else on PlayStation's, but it's not actually PlayStation's conference. It's that there's nothing coming out in 2017 except things we already knew about. So I don't know how you do stuff last year and then this year, and then nothing comes out this year.
What about Metroid?
No, I meant Sony. I didn't mean Nintendo.
Oh, Sony. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's all. No, Nintendo announced a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, no, that was a big letdown. And again, the VR thing too really bugged me. So, I could totally see where you're coming from.
But yeah, and most original looking game. What do you guys think?
I'll probably give my hats off to you know which one. It was the Artful Escape of what's his face.
Oh my god,
that's the one I'm picking.
Yeah.
Finian McGee.
Yes.
What,
which
wait.
Also looks amazing.
Was that the name?
No.
Hold on a second. What is his
name of the game? Come on, Eric.
Yep.
The Artful Escape of. Jeez, I forgot.
Called The Artful Escape of Francis Vendetti.
There you go. Yep.
Finney McGee was close.
Yes, very close.
So that's my most original. And then maybe Ashen. Mine are probably all like indie games.
That's totally fair. I'm going to go with Mario Odyssey. And yeah, oh, it's the 99th Mario game. How are you going to do that? Well, it's totally different because you can possess Strigon or dinosaurs.
And it has weird, real-looking people.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the overviews of all the press conferences, and everything is derivative of something, right? Like, Destiny 2, okay, it's a sequel. Days Gone, it looks really very similar to The Last of Us, etc. Spider-Man, well, there's a million Spider-Mans. But Mario Odyssey, I mean, yeah, it's Mario, but just the way the gameplay works, it's the biggest departure from a series that I think we saw at all E3. You can use coins to actually buy things. You can possess, you know, humans, frogs, apparently dinosaurs. You know, I just think it's just my opinion. At me on Twitter if you disagree.
Uh-oh.
What do you think, Jason? What's your most original game?
You know, I didn't think there was that much originality shown off. I liked a lot of what I saw, but, you know, there's a lot of sequels, and there was a lot of, you know, stuff like first-person shooters and, you know, Assassin's Creed Origins, which looked great, but there's been a million Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah.
That's totally where I'm feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably go with... even though it wasn't my game of the show, I'll go with A Way Out, just because of the nature of the game itself and how they're making you work with somebody in a very personal way. I mean, it's just two people working to accomplish a goal. So, I mean, for that, I'll go with that.
That's fair. Sounds good. Woo! I think that's all of our E3 stuff.
Is it?
Wow.
So,
okay.
Anybody else have anything else? Ooh. We burned through it.
We did.
We did it, guys. We're the best.
We are.
Ooh. So, Jason, to break this up a little bit, do you want to do your comic book rack now?
Sure, why not?
All right.
So this week was, I mean, this was huge E3 week, so we didn't do much comic books. Like, last week we didn't either. This week we also didn't. So there were a couple of action figure things that were kind of cool. One was Deadpool in his X-Men uniform, or as I like to call him, X-Pool. He's blue and gold and looks super weird, and he's going to be an exclusive for Mezco Toys this summer. If you're familiar with the 112 collection, you should be if you listen to this podcast or read Brutal Gamer. It is a part of that series. And he is the third Deadpool variant, well, not variant, but the third Deadpool figure to appear in the 112 collection already. We have regular Deadpool, who is still on the way. We have X-Force Deadpool, who is still on the way. And now we have X-Pool here, who I think is actually going to be the first one to make it to market, because he's going to hit for San Diego Comic-Con. And then I think you can also order him. Let me just check really quick. Yes, you can also order him on the Mezco Toys web store. And he will be delivered sometime after Comic-Con, I think either late July or August. So weirdly enough, I think he will be the first Deadpool to make it to market. And he is the latest to be announced, which, I mean, he looks cool. I know, Rick, you were saying you like this figure, right?
Yeah, I do. But I just like those, like, old school... I don't know, what were those, like, 80s, blue and yellow?
Those classic uniforms.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of those ones. So that's kind of where it is for me. And it'd been funny to, it would have been cool if he was, like, part of that team back in the day.
Yeah, didn't they all wear those uniforms at one point? Like, even Wolverine?
Yeah, it was during, like, Uncanny 220 to maybe 270 or something. I don't know.
Okay.
It was around those areas, but you know, it was like late 80s and they were all wearing them. And then I think they switched out of them, and that's when the new X-Men started.
Oh, like Jim Lee
and all that.
Yeah, okay. And that's my favorite era.
Yeah, those are good ones too.
We also had a Rapture review this week. The first issue of Rapture from Valiant Comics. That was posted by Mac a couple days ago. The book has been out for a little while, and issue two actually, I believe, comes out this coming Wednesday. Mac really, really liked the first issue. He tagged it with a 90%. And the whole thing centers on this character called Tama, who is an original character, as well as Shadow Man and Ninjak. So you have some Valiant Comics staples thrown in there. And then you have this new character. And I guess the whole thing takes place on the Dead Side, which is like their afterlife.
Okay.
So it sounds pretty cool. As you know, Valiant usually has these books, these like limited series and things like that. They usually play into their universe on the whole. There aren't really too many tossaways as far as this goes. So if you're into that side of the Valiant universe, the mystical stuff, then this is probably one you're going to want to check out.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And then lastly is kind of a video game crossover. We had Terror Billy announced this week. Yes. And Terror Billy is an action figure of BJ Blazkowicz from Wolfenstein series. And this is a special edition for the game. So it's a full-on, I think, 1/12 scale action figure. Not from Mezco, not a 1/12 figure, but like 1/12 scale. So it's like a 6-inchy kind of a scale. And he's got a full outfit, like cloth clothing, comes with a ton of guns and stuff like that, and looks like some cool new Colossus pack-ins and things like that. So he is a collector's edition of the game. Originally, I thought this was going to be a Bethesda exclusive just on the Bethesda store, but it looks like it's popping up in other places. I think you can order it on Best Buy now. And the special edition will cost you about $100. That's a little bit steep, but it's not terrible when you take into account these 6-inch scale collector figures, which tend to be like $50 to $100 all by themselves. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I might have to go.
Yeah, he looks really neat. If you check out the post on BG, you can see what he looks like, and it's really cool. And I like how they worked him into the game's lore too, the action figure. It's really neat. They did like a whole commercial. It's like very G.I. Joe type commercial, but you know, from the Wolfenstein universe's bent, so it's like everything is like Nazi and like the good guy all American is called Terror Billy.
That's right.
It's really cool.
Oh man.
It's really neat. I just love what they're doing with this game. So great. And I think that's pretty much all we had this week in terms of interesting comic book news. We have a couple of anime reviews up as well if you want to go check those out. Yeah, I think that's it.
Didn't
so
Ben Flesh's Warhammer 40K Dawn of War 3 review too?
As far as reviews go, yep. Benj's Warhammer review went up. He apparently didn't know very much about Warhammer going into this, which I actually thought he was a fan for some reason, but apparently he knew next to nothing. And he said the game actually made him look up like huge amounts of the lore and get into it. And he's really into it now. Wow. So that's cool. Nice little bonus. If you're not into Warhammer all that much, this game might make you a fan. Cool. Yeah, that's a good point. According to his review, the biggest downside to this is the voice acting, which he didn't really like that much. And the hero characters, there's apparently some select hero characters that you can actually control directly, but they don't make a big deal out of that at all in the game. So it's kind of like a wasted mechanic kind of a thing. And so that was another ding that he gave it. But he did give it an 81, so still pretty solid. So if you're still on the fence about Warhammer 40K, Dawn of War 3, go ahead and check out Benj's review.
Cool. So I did a retro review this week. Did you guys ever play this game?
It's a niche title.
Potentially. So I reviewed Sonic Adventure for the Sega Genesis. Not Jesus.
No.
That would be incredible. The Sega Dreamcast.
What's the matter with you?
It was originally released on the Sega Dreamcast, and since then it's been released on the GameCube, it's been released on the Xbox 360, the PS3. But this game originally was Sonic's first real foray into the third dimension. I mean, there was Sonic CD, but I don't really know if that counts on the same scale. You move around a sort of open world. They're basically maps connected by doorways where you can enter different levels, and you can play as six different characters. You have Sonic, of course, Tails, of course, Knuckles, of course. You got Amy, Sonic's pink girlfriend. You have E-102 Gamma, the robot who works for Dr. Robotnik. And you have Big the Cat, who is just the best, the best. So most of these characters' levels consist of getting from point A to point B. But Big the Cat needs to fish for his froggy in every level. He's just the best. I love that little cat boy. And you know, Knuckles is looking for pieces of the Master Emerald. He can glide and climb around and look for his stuff. Each character has a campaign. Sonic's is the longest with 9 levels, I believe it is. And then everyone else's is shorter. And then once you finish all of them, you unlock the true ending, where you get to play as Super Sonic and take down Chaos, which is the big baddie of the game that's working with Dr. Robotnik. It's
Dr. Eggman?
Really... Yes, Dr. Eggman. Yes. So the thing about this game when it came out was it was so cool. You could play as 6 different characters in this Sonic world. You can run real quick. You can go fast like Sonic does. You know, you can fly around with Tails. You can glide around with Knuckles. You can climb walls. You can dig and you can find things. You can power up your characters. You can raise Chao in the Chao Gardens, which are basically friendly gremlins. They hatch from eggs. You give them little animals and then they cuddle them and then they turn into that animal kind of. You raise their stats. It's so cool.
It sounds like you would have preferred the game if it was just that.
No, I mean, there's a lot of jokes between Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2 where it's like the rest of the game is just a surrogate to get little animals and stat boosters for the Chao. But, I mean, I always liked it, but it was never the main part for me. Okay. Now, this game in 2017 doesn't quite hold up. The controls are just janky. You know, it's tough to see where you're going. The camera's only okay. Sonic runs around in circles, and it's tough to control. I know I said like 6 times. Big the Cat doesn't... His fishing isn't the best. It's interesting. He's an interesting boy, that cat.
Boy cat. Cat.
And another issue I have is that you have to move through this pseudo open world to figure out where, like, to go to the next levels. You don't just go from level to level. You have to, you know, find the first entrance to the level. Kind of like Super Mario 64, except it's not telegraphed like it is in that game. You just, you know, stumble upon the right doorway and you go into the first level. And it's tough because you have to find certain keys to unlock different parts of the map to go to different parts. And then, like, sometimes you'll need to trigger a cutscene before you can go to the next level, but you won't know what that cutscene is or where it is. So, in 2017, this game isn't great. It still holds a really special space in my heart, and I'm never going to be like, nope, not playing Sonic Adventure. Love it. Cool game. Nice. But it's not great in 2017. Well,
apparently, I don't remember much about this game, but the only thing I really can recall 100% is that for some reason when I bought it, I guess I wasn't very well informed on it, and for some reason when I bought it, I just thought it was like all Sonic, and that's what I wanted. Right. And then there were all these other characters and other things that you had to play in order to beat the game, and I didn't like any of it.
Oh, see, I think it's cool. I mean, this was a... You also have to remember, this was a launch title for the Sega Dreamcast. This game came out in 1998. It's nearly 20 years old.
Wasn't it 99?
I think it was 98.
I think it was 99.
9999. Oh, shoot. Well, it was 99. Okay, well, still, it's still nearly 20 years old. The fact that you could do so much in this game is playing so many different characters. And this was a big thing I said in the review, is that if they made it only Sonic focused, it probably would have been a better game, but I don't think it would have been as cool.
Yeah.
What?
I think it's so neat that you can play as all these characters.
Okay.
Even though that was kind of a throwaway, which I'm still not sure why he was included, even though I love him. And, like, Gamma, I just think it's neat.
But it would have been a better game if it was just Sonic.
I mean, yeah, but I don't think it would have been. Okay, let's see the Transformers movies, right? No, we're going to say this.
Oh, okay.
Let's only focus on Optimus Prime. Would they be a better movie?
Yes.
But would it be as cool?
Yes.
No, I disagree.
I don't like the Transformers movies.
I don't either.
Well, that was a poor thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean.
And then Sonic Adventure 2, which I'm going to do a retro review of in the future, just fixes everything. So.
I don't think I ever played that one.
Oh, I went and got it on launch day. Very excited for it.
Nice.
Well, we'll talk about it then.
What did you give this Sonic Adventure?
You know what? I'm not sure exactly.
I know.
You know what the score was? 65.
Yep.
Excellent. It's not a great game. I still love it.
And it says, meh.
Yep. I mean, that's me looking at it objectively.
Yeah, which you have to. So.
Right. But I still love it. Especially that's Big cool. Cat.
Big is worthy, I guess. He's kind of neat.
And if you notice on my review, I gave the concept an 85 and the gameplay only a 50. So that's really where it went down. Because it's just so hard to control and finding where to go is a pain.
That concept score really propped up the whole thing.
Yeah. It did. And I think I love the concept. So I still think it's a cool concept.
Cool.
So there we go. Whew. All right, one more thing. I'm doing a lot of talking this episode.
That's good.
So we started our feature this week, Make This Game.
I love it.
And I decided that we need a new F-Zero game. But we haven't gotten a new one since 2003 with the F-Zero GX or whatever it was for the GameCube. Now, this game was tough. It had a tough-as-nails campaign, but it was just fun, quick, fast. F-Zero Racing. Now, what we can do, or Ubisoft really, since Ubisoft and Nintendo seem to have such a tight working relationship, Ubisoft announced Starlink, the Battle for Atlas, which is a star shooting game where you're in a spaceship and you build a real spaceship on your controller, and that scans into the game. I want that same thing, but with F-Zero. I think it might be a little gimmicky, of course, but I think it would also be really neat and really change the way Nintendo thinks about the series. I know that in an interview years ago, they said that the reason they didn't make new F-Zero games is they couldn't figure out something new to do with it. Well, do this. Even make them amiibo. You know, that would be fine. Make like a customizable amiibo. They've done weird things with amiibo. They made yarn, like plush amiibos. So do this. Why not?
I love this idea, Eric.
I think it would be cool. I think people would get angry about having to buy the amiibos, but the cool thing would be is that you don't have to buy the customizable amiibo. If you play the game, you can still play online. You can still play the campaign. You just can't customize your car.
Right.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah.
But if that's a big enough, even if like you make the game like $70 and it comes with like a base amiibo. So $10 and you get a pretty nice figure that you can buy add-ons for pretty easily. Like, they sell the booster packs of cards.
Yep.
Like, they could definitely do this.
You know, I was thinking, it just totally makes sense to me to make it like a Skylanders kind of a thing where there's a set, you know, a starter set that you buy that has, like, two, you know, F-Zero cars in it. You know, maybe not the most detailed things, but, like, two basic starter cars and then the game. I just think that would be amazing.
I agree. Or maybe like it comes with two like a Blue Falcon amiibo and a mm-hmm. another amiibo. I don't know, remember what all the cards are called. And then like a husk, and you mm-hmm. can build on the husk.
It's a great idea.
So it comes with two that you can use to scan in and play right away, which would have boosted stats of the regulars that are in the game. And then it would also have this husk that you could build your own custom car on.
Think this is great.
So sell the game and pack for $75. I'd buy it.
I would too. Day one.
So Nintendo, listen up. Nintendo and Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Hell, you don't even need Ubisoft, Nintendo. Just do it. Want F-Zero.
Yeah, I mean, they could do it just with Amiibo, like you said. Just absolutely. That's no problem.
Woo. All right. What are we looking forward to this summer?
Nothing.
Nice. Same.
Kind of, to be honest. I don't know of any big games that are coming out until August. I mean, and then August we have Madden and like a couple other things, but that's...
Yeah, me too. Which is a good thing.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm looking forward to playing my backlog.
I'm excited for Splatoon in July. No? No one else?
Yes, I like Splatoon.
So.
I am down for Splatoon. I'm probably down for Splatoon. I shouldn't say definitely. Probably.
I didn't get arms yet. Very upset that I haven't gotten arms. But you know what?
How come? Were you looking forward to it? Target.
I was looking forward to it. And okay. I went to Target yesterday, and they didn't have it.
What?
I wasn't going to buy it yesterday, but I was there and they didn't have it, which was really interesting to see.
That's
they didn't even have
weird. A spot on the shelf. Wait, what was that last part, Eric?
It didn't even have a spot on the shelf.
What?
Yeah. So, but you know what was really strange? In the, I walked past like the grocery section of Target and they had like the Mountain Dew and Doritos and like Tostitos and like salsa. And then they had Mario Kart Deluxe in there with
huh?
it. Yeah, it was really strange.
The hell is going on over at Target?
it was like where you would expect to see like Halo 5 or Call of Duty, 8 copies of Mario Kart just sitting there. What's going on? So I wonder if they games and I couldn't find arms.
So I don't even know what to make of that. That's so bizarre.
I almost wish I would have taken a picture of it.
Yes.
I just stopped for a minute. I got really confused. And then I went on my way.
Wow, that's weird.
Strange. Rick, what do you play in this summer? Okay, he's being quiet. Well, what are you guys playing? We'll hear from him when he gets back.
You know what I should say? Crash Bandicoot. The Insane Trilogy. I totally forgot about it. But that's
month, wasn't it?
Yes, it does. Comes out on the 30th.
Wow, that's soon.
So I will be playing that. I'm looking forward to that.
What's that go for? That's going for 40, right?
Is it 40? Let me see. Yes, it is. 39.
Cool. Yeah, that's another one.
39.99.
Yeah. What do you plan
There's...
to know?
There's also Valkyria Revolution, which is coming out, but we're going to have a review up of that. So.
Oh, yeah, we will. For that. It's going to be cool.
Right now, I am still playing Tekken 7, and I will have a review up of that this week. I am trying out these new headphones from HyperX. Thanks to our friend HyperX. I will be printing a review of that this week as well, and a couple other things. So I've got a lot of stuff going on.
Cool. How about you, Rick? What are you playing or working on?
Still playing Zelda.
Nice. Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing's wrong with it. It's just so effing big and hard. Oh, God.
Yep.
Phrasing.
Damn it. No, it is a rather extensively large game to explore. And the difficulty level can be trying at times.
But overall, I freaking love it. I think I like it a lot because it reminds me kind of like Twilight Princess, but Then there's also that like cool exploring part of like Wind Waker. So kind of like combined them. So that's why I think I really like it.
I got so ridiculously lost in that game, Rick. And I don't mean like lost, like I didn't know what I was doing. Just like lost, like all I wanted to do was wander around and, you know, find stuff and explore stuff. I didn't even care about story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like how you get after the Master Sword. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Eric. What were you saying?
You get this quest from Impa really early on. And it's like, oh, here are all these images. Go back to them and you'll remember everything. And I'm like, well,
yes,
not doing that. That sounds really tedious and really annoying.
Yeah.
So didn't do that.
That's like the one thing I don't like about the game. Is
I didn't do that either.
The camera. I just don't. No. Thanks.
I couldn't find any of them anyway. I started looking and I was like, ah, to hell with this.
Well, it's kind of like, Eric, you said something to this effect a long time ago. It's just like, or something around the effect. It'd be like, if I invited you guys to Denver and gave you a camera and was like, hey, go find all these things and just gave you a list and just like, see you later. And you guys have like zero knowledge. So it's just like, it doesn't make any sense, you know? And I just like, I hate camera kind of like, you know, those kind of gameplay mechanics. Cause it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So. It's true. But, I mean, that's, like, one knock on that game. I love everything else about that game. And I fell out of playing it. I have all four Divine Beasts done, and was making my way to the castle. And then I just fell out of it. And hearing about expansion stuff makes me want to go back to it. So I'm going to be doing that soon.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah, I gotta beat it. I want to beat it really bad. I've spent a lot of time playing it, so hopefully I won't stop playing it. That's kind of why I'm trying to just play through it right now.
You've probably just guaranteed that you will never play it again.
I know.
Yeah.
So you know, Eric, you know what else? I just wanted to throw this out there real quick. You know what else comes out in August is Mario and Rabbids. Are you getting that?
Yes, I am. If there's anything sure in the universe, it's that I'm getting Mario and Rabbids.
Okay.
Unless, like, I lose my job or something. So.
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yes, hopefully not.
I'm playing Disgaea 5 still. And Injustice 2. I went back to a couple days ago. Yes, this weekend there was a really tough multiverse event for Gorilla Grodd. And you got a bunch of gear if you finished it, and I couldn't finish it. It was really hard.
Yeah.
So.
Bummer.
Such is life.
How'd you like Red Hood?
He's fun. He shoots things. And once you learn how to combo his stuff together, he's really cool.
Yeah. He's got good, like, knock up or juggle.
Potential is really cool and good.
Yeah.
It makes me excited to see more characters too. Red Hood's cool, but I'm excited to see who else is, like what Sub-Zero is going to look like. And I think Sub-Zero's next because we got that gameplay footage of him.
So he's definitely.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to like put him out like in packs of three like they did from MKX. So I don't know. It's kind of weird that they're, really taking their time.
Hey, man, if they release one character a month for 9 months instead of three characters every 3 months, that's fine with me. It'll keep people playing. It'll keep me coming back steadily.
Yeah, certainly.
That's a good point.
Makes sense.
So, what else am I playing? Oh, I'm playing Castlevania 3. Slowly.
Whoa.
On my 3DS.
Nice.
And?
It's fun. Yeah. I just got Alucard. I'm playing through real slow. He turns into a bat and shoots beams.
He does.
So also, is Alucard the main character of Symphony of the Night?
Yeah.
That's who you play as the whole time?
Yep.
Yes.
Dang it.
Why?
I like the whips.
Oh. Alucard has a sword.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool. His sword's pretty cool though.
I know, I started playing it, and then I died, and then I had to start from the very beginning of the game, so I was like, not doing this right now. Then I booted up South Park, Stick of Truth, real funny, real absurd. Can't take it seriously. It's great.
Yeah.
Never, I haven't played that one.
It's really dumb. It's really stupid.
Great.
If you like, if you're even like a remote fan of the South Park brand of humor, you'll think it's really funny.
Okay.
And there's just something really weird about hearing like 8-year olds throw around the F bomb in like an RPG. Like, it's just so out of place. Like, if you're playing an RPG, like, that language is never present. unless it's South Park. It's great. Well, I think that's about it. Anybody else have anything else for our gracious listeners?
HyperX.
Oh my
Bert.
God.
Bert. Make sure to keep an eye out for our Bertily Honest content or college podcast. God, I can't talk this morning.
It's all right. Yeah. All right, everybody. As always, I'm Eric. And joined by Rick.
Hey, guys. This is Rick. Thanks for listening.
And Jason.
HyperX. Thank you for listening.
Catch you all next week, now on iTunes.
Yes!
Finally. It only took me 6 months. Take care.
Damn.
Hey.